This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo both gave their State of the State speeches this week, and they both served up the customary optimism.
My energy and optimism for the job ahead are boundless.
What makes us great is we have no tolerance for hate in our state.
But as that little rhyme suggests, there was also no hiding from the political realities of 2019.
We have a federal government that is assaulting our values, our liberties, our rights, and our economy.
Here to look beyond the speeches to what might be accomplished in the years ahead in New York and New Jersey, we are joined by Mara Gay with the New York Times editorial board and New Jersey Public Radio managing editor Nancy Solomon. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning, David.
Mara, this week you wrote that the state's Democratic lawmakers are letting the good times roll. With the change in power in New York Senate, Democrats now control all aspects of state government. They're already updating the state's election laws and passing legislation. But is it really going to be that easy? Late last year, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie clashed with the governor over proposed limits on lawmakers' outside income. Give us a reality check here.
What is actually going on right now is that the state Senate, under the leadership of Andrea Stewart Cousins, is passing what she calls a backlog of progressive legislation that has been stymied by the Republicans for many decades. They just passed bills protecting transgender rights, fixing some of the state's campaign finance law this week, and are likely to pass the DREAM Act. Those are real gains. And so this really is an exciting time if you're a Democrat in New York State. The harder stuff is still ahead.
Well, there's a lot of significant low-hanging fruit, right? During his State of the State speech this week, Cuomo ran down this long list of what he wants to accomplish during his third term.
Let's write the rights of Roe v. Wade into the state constitution, pass the Equal Rights Amendment. Why not make Election Day a holiday? Ban bump stocks, extend the waiting period, pass the DREAM Act, it's been too long, legalize adult use cannabis, implement real campaign finance reform, and let's launch the next phase of the Green New Deal.
That's just some of the highlights there. But Cuomo says New York is now liberated by full Democratic control, and he says he hopes to get a lot of these things done with the legislature within the first 100 days of this third term.
Oh, I definitely think that the abortion law, the Reproductive Health Act, which is going to strengthen abortion rights in the state, and actually New York State does not even meet the standards set out in Roe v. Wade, because our law was not updated since 1970 when it was passed. And so there are women who need abortions for a variety of reasons later on in pregnancy and are told that they need to leave the state to get one. So that's going to be done likely next week. I think the election reforms, the voting reforms, I think the marijuana legalization, which is also likely to happen this year, is an example of just how much of a difference an election can make almost overnight. I mean, I was up there this week in Albany, and the Republicans had a press conference saying, well, you know, gee, if marijuana is going to be legalized, if we really have to do that, then we should at least use the funds, the revenue from that, to pay for a tax cut. And it's just, it's kind of funny. It's like, you know, good luck with that.
Okay, let's focus on one of those more ambitious proposals. Cuomo made the case that it is time to focus on the MTA. He says he wants clear authority over the transit authority.
And if we don't invest now, we're going to pay more later and suffer in the meantime. Let's address the MTA. Let's do it this year.
But, you know, he also says that we are in for tough economic times. He talks about revenues slowing in New York, blamed the new federal tax laws, the new limit on state and local tax deductions. He warned of a looming housing crisis in the state unless those deductions are restored. So what should New Yorkers expect this year when it comes to these more ambitious proposals?
We have to address the subway crisis. New York City is the economic engine for the state of New York. There is no state economy without the subway, and that has to be priority number one. We are facing real economic challenges, and the governor needs to be a little bit more specific about how he plans to close that $3 billion gap. But truly, figuring out the best way to pay for the subway and to manage the subway is, I think, the governor's number one task.
Okay, so if the theme in New York is let the good times roll, what is the theme in New Jersey? Nancy Solomon, New Jersey also has full Democratic control of state government, but Governor Phil Murphy's first year was not exactly a bed of roses, was it?
No, it was not. They nearly shut down the government in his first year, and the legislature scuttled or delayed his top three priorities, which were millionaires' tax, raising the minimum wage, and legalizing marijuana. But Murphy has never been willing to take the fight with Democratic leaders in the legislature public. And in fact, he's tried to deflect it.
Okay, so what was the governor's approach in his State of the State address?
We saw Murphy going on the offensive against Senate President Steve Sweeney, possibly for the first time. He spent the first third of his speech on the tax incentive program that gave $11 billion of the state's future tax revenue to companies that had either pledged to move to the state or to stay in New Jersey. They were threatening to leave. And there's little doubt that he was taking a swipe at Steve Sweeney.
The audit revealed bad policy, badly run. A program more likely to have been drawn up in a smoke-filled back room than created for New Jersey's future.
Okay, a smoke-filled backroom deal, but that could be a general reference to Trenton politics, right?
No. you need to go back to 2013 to understand what this is really about. That's when the legislature passed a bill that increased the tax subsidy program, and it prioritized Camden. So you got to think of Camden as the capital of South Jersey. Sweeney is the general of a political machine run by George Norcross, an insurance executive and a party boss who controls South Jersey but does not hold elected office. Norcross's brother, Donald, who was in the state Senate at the time, helped Sweeney push the legislation for the Camden-focused tax breaks. And that ultimately resulted in George Norcross getting $86 million in tax breaks for his new headquarters on the Camden waterfront. So Governor Murphy is now calling for an investigation into the whole program, not just the Camden part, I should say, but the whole program. And so for Murphy to spend so much time on that audit of that program suggests that maybe he's developing a stomach for hardball Trenton politics.
Okay, so this criticism was at least partly directed at Steve Sweeney, you're saying, who, by the way, sits just behind Phil Murphy during the State of the State address and had to sit there on camera the whole time. So what has the reaction been from the Norcross-Sweeney camp?
This has been really interesting. On Tuesday, after Murphy's speech, the chair of the Camden Democratic Party emailed a blistering attack on the speech and what he had said about the tax incentive audit. And then there's my favorite, which was there was a story in a New Jersey business publication about a study commissioned by the Rowan Rutgers University Board of Governors that found that the tax breaks had improved the health of residents of Camden. Now, George Norcross has ties to many members of that board. So you can kind of see that they're talking in another language, basically, to each other. And this could get very ugly.
We did just see a compromise between Sweeney and Murphy on raising the minimum wage this week, right?
Right. They reached the deal just days before the speech. So you can imagine if they hadn't, then Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin were going to have to stand behind Murphy, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, while he lambasted them for not enacting legislation that was his top priority and a top priority to their base, all of them. Labor and progressive organizations. So he had them. They had to come to a deal.
Okay, good times. New Jersey Public Radio Managing Editor Nancy Solomon and Mara Gay with the New York Times Editorial Board. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to see you.
Okay.